Episode 3365, Do Worst Case Scenarios Serve a Purpose for Parents?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. I hope you are ready for the weekend. I hope you're ready to get set for what is around the corner. And yes, even as parents, we sometimes have to wonder, do worst case scenarios serve a purpose for us? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, I bet you have a ton of things to do. I bet your to-do list is even longer. And then you're like, and I have to parent too? What is it with parenting? It's like this roller coaster ride, one with unexpected twists, turns, and loop-de-loops. I feel like I was just on one, you know, not so long ago, visiting Universal Studios. Well, keeping it real, parenting is hard. However, in the midst of it all, do worst case scenarios serve a purpose for us as parents? Because as parents, we often find ourselves teetering on the edge of worst case scenarios, contemplating the what ifs and how to's of numerous situations. You know what it is. You find out your kid's doing something or not doing something, and then you lay in bed and you sit there and you carry yourself to all these different scenarios. And you even take it down the worst case scenario lane. And that's horrible. But do these dire thoughts truly serve a purpose in guiding our parental instincts? Or do they merely add unnecessary stress to an already demanding role? Well, as you know, in our chaotic world of parenting, optimism and pessimism often collide, each offering its own unique perspective on handling challenging situations. So do we focus on the bright side, ignoring potential pitfalls, or do we prepare for the worst, readying ourselves for any adversity that may come our way? Well, my friend, the answer, and you already know this, is probably not going to be clear cut. As we know, each one of us navigates as a parent, right, the parenting journey in their own unique way. When faced with potential worst case scenarios, parents can benefit from adopting a balanced approach to ensure their well-being and sanity remain intact. So when you do look at a worst case scenario, it's like, well, if I'm prepared for the worst, then it could only be better. But if you're always preparing for the worst, if you always see the potential of what bad could happen, what happens to your stress level? What happens to your parenting style? How does that affect your family dynamics? It takes a deliberate and yet conscious effort to distinctly know what you're looking at in regard to the situation your child is facing, right? You've got to look at it from all different sides. And nowadays, it is very confusing because not only do you need to hear the side of your child's side, but whoever else is involved, but then you need to look at it from what? Technology, social media, your computers, videos, YouTubes, streaming, gaming. It gets very, very complicated. So if you want to make sure you don't lose yourself in fear and anxiety, consider playing the optimistic game of reality. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Play the optimistic game of reality. You know, what are some situations you've experienced where you found yourself spinning out of control in your mind? You know, maybe your child's constantly failing or they're getting into trouble at every corner they turn to. Maybe it's their language that they use. Maybe they've just been this good kid and all of a sudden now it's like trash talk this. And it's not just with their friends, it's directed to you. And that was never an issue before. Maybe it's friends or lack of friends. Who are they hanging out with? Maybe it's social media addiction or even other addictions. Maybe it's withdrawal. Maybe you have an outgoing kid and all of a sudden it's like something's changed. Through the lifetime of your parenting, you're going to encounter so many different situations like sleepless nights and establishing routines, maybe dealing with tantrums and behavioral issues. Oh my goodness, the terrible twos, which really starts at like 16 months. Navigating school transitions and academic challenges, managing sibling rivalries and conflicts. Maybe it's addressing emotional and mental health concerns. It could be handling peer pressure, social dynamics, promoting healthy habits, right? If you've got people who are overweight, your kiddos, you know, they're made fun of. There's so many things that go into just that little aspect of their life. Maybe you have a special needs child and there are individual differences within your family, or you just have like your family is just so different that you've got things that you got to deal with. You know what I'm talking about. If you're there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Coping with separation anxiety or attachment, maybe balancing work and family responsibilities, teaching those values or lack thereof, right? Instilling discipline, guiding through adolescence. Oh my goodness, the tweens now. It's not just about the teens, it's the tweens and the teens. And then now we've almost moved it into elementary. And we might as well go to pre-K. It's ridiculous. Maybe it's preparing for milestone events, not just when they get their first tooth, but when they have their first drink or when they have sex for the first time. Like all of this. I know you're like, Christiane, this is like, no, I don't want this. In fact, you're giving me anxiety. I understand that. But it's unfortunate that parents don't think about what they're thinking about. They don't think about how they think about their thoughts. They don't think how they manage their thoughts. And so then what happens is when there is a situation, then you become the situation. Yes, you heard me. Because we are not taking care of ourselves. As in, we are not understanding what it means to parent. And if we cannot become better personally, how can we expect our children to become better as they grow up? I mean, seriously, think about that for a moment. And if you didn't like how you grew up or how you were raised, what are you going to do to change it? Because guess what? That influenced you. So who are you? Because who you see in the mirror right now is who's raising your kids. Do you like that person you see? Now, this is not a pick on you situation here as a parent. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is when you look in the mirror, do you love that reflection that you see? Because when you look at your child, they see that reflection you see. And that's a hard thing to do. And it's a hard idea to grasp because we do not know and understand what we don't know and understand because we don't pay attention. We're too busy. We're caught in our to-do list. We're caught in the next activity. We're caught in, I've got so much to do. And it has nothing to do with productivity. It has nothing to do with putting food on the table. In fact, most of what we do is expending unnecessary energy if we were to look at exactly what our day brings in for us. Is it bringing sadness or happiness? If you were to list everything out, now there are some responsibilities. Taking out the trash, I wouldn't say that makes me happy. It does clear out the clutter in my house, but it doesn't make me sad. But it's not something that I'm like, yay, it's time to take out the trash. It's trash day. It's like going grocery shopping at certain box stores. I'm like, woohoo, I get to go there and I get to deal with everybody else who's standing in line. But oh, I get a benefit and maybe I get a free snack or two. You know what I'm talking about. So when you're looking at your life, and you're looking at how to parent, you need to look in the mirror first. And so I really want you to think about worst case scenarios because what I do believe is that if we're constantly feeding in the negativity and that's where we're sitting, that's what's going to come out. And that's all we know. And so we've got to change our plan and be a little bit more strategic. Play the optimistic game of reality. So how can we do that in real life? Because honestly, we want you to overcome fear and anxiety. Yes, parenting's hard, but it can be done. And you do the best. This is not about a blame game. This is not that at all. Please hear my heart. This is about you looking at what you need to do, but taking it from a different angle, okay? So how do you play that optimistic game of reality? Number one, acknowledge the possibility without fixating on it. It's important to recognize the worst case scenario as a potential outcome. It is important. Why? Well, because, yeah, you want to be prepared. And maybe in some instances, depending upon what the situation is, maybe financially you need to put some money away because if that happens, right? Why do we have insurance? We don't have insurance because we just like paying a company who makes more money and doesn't ever treat us well when something happens, right? Whether it's a car, your homeowners, whatever it is, that insurance, you're like, well, why am I paying them? You're paying them because of the what if. That's why insurance actually exists. So if you're looking at it that way, recognize a worst case scenario, understand that potential outcome, but do not let it consume your thoughts. And by acknowledging its existence without dwelling on it excessively, you get to maintain a realistic perspective while focusing on practical solutions. I feel like we need to get an amen on that one. But the problem is we get stuck and we fixate on it. I mean, it's just like we're all in. And then it's doom or gloom. Who wants to be around somebody who's doom and gloom? And you can't parent well when it's all doom and gloom. Number two, seek support from trusted sources. Talk to other parents, right? Seek advice from professionals. Join a parenting group. Now, I must say, you need to talk to people who, like, you would trust with your own kids. Don't just talk to the average Joe Blow on the street. Like, look at somebody who has been successful or is doing or has gone through. They can give you valuable insights and perspective on challenging situations. Sharing your concerns with others can provide reassurance and valuable guidance when you're navigating this uncertain territory. So you don't have to sit there and fixate on, oh my gosh, the world's coming to an end because this happened to my child. It may feel that way in the moment. I'm not denying that fact, but you have to understand this too shall pass, right? So seek that support from other sources. And finally, number three, practice self-care and mindfulness. I know we've talked about this before, but that reflection in the mirror is huge. Amidst the chaos of parenting, remember, you can't lose yourself if all of what's happening. You can't. You can't get lost in that because then you can't help whom you love, right? So if your child's hurting and you are hurting with them, or you get caught up and you're fearful and you're anxious and all of this, how can you go and serve them well? You cannot. So that means you need to prioritize your well-being. That means get your rest. That means eat good food. I'm not saying eat a lot of it. If you're overweight, maybe look at changing your habits, your behaviors, what you're doing. Seek those moments of relaxation. Be present. Learn how to be present so you're not so mumble jumbled and all over the place. Now, that's one thing where, you know, you have a moment, a situation, and it may only last for 30 minutes. But if this is an everyday affair, that's what I'm talking about here. Those practice mindfulness techniques of being present, right? That relaxation. Take those naps if you can. Maybe you need a power nap on the weekend. Maybe you can't do it during the week, but you can on the weekends. Take advantage of it. Don't be, yes, I'm going to say it, so if you have little ears, this is a fair warning, but don't be a stupid parent. Don't sit there and just be like, well, I just got a game, or I've got to watch this. I got to binge watch this. Really? That's stupidity. That's stupidity if you're sitting there looking at your reels for 3 hours when you could have been napping for 45 minutes, gotten up, and then really got something done. You'd have different energy, a better attitude, and your productivity would be even higher. And you might actually have a bigger smile on your face. Take care of yourself. And when you do that, it empowers you to face potential worst case scenarios with a clear and focused mind. That's the difference. When you're depriving yourself of sleep, you're not eating enough food, or what the food that you are eating is nothing but laden with sugar, that does your body no good. And you wonder why your mind is not connecting well. And make sure you're hydrating also. Drink, 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 drink. Water, 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 water. Not anything else. That clear liquid needs to be water. Yes, you can have something else, but you really do. If you're not drinking a liter a day, aim for that. Start with 8 ounces a day if you're not a big water drinker, and then add one every couple days, add another 8 ounces and another 8 ounces till you get to that liter. I'm telling you, your body and you will respond totally different in your everyday. You know, there was a study conducted by the Journal of Child and Family Studies. Researchers found that parents who maintained a balanced perspective on worst case scenarios exhibited lower levels of stress and anxiety compared to those who fixated on negative outcomes. All right, well, doesn't that sound a lot better than you sitting there laying in bed going, oh, worrying, worrying, worrying? Worry gets you nowhere. Being concerned allows you what? to make a plan. There's a difference. Watch the language that you use. Are you one who is using language that's more about worry? Oh man, my son worries me so much. I just don't understand why he won't. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, pay attention to what you're saying, because what you say out loud is reinforced. It's not just your thoughts, but now you've said it verbally. So now you've got a double whammy. And then if you keep thinking about it over and over again, now you got the triple whammy. Well, you don't want the quadruple one. Stay away from that because the world's coming to an end. Like, seriously, pay attention, mom. Pay attention, dad. When you approach challenging situations with a realistic yet optimistic mindset, you can effectively navigate the ups and downs of parenting while safeguarding your mental health. And that's important. Your well-being matters. In the realm of parenting, worst-case scenarios are merely hypothetical detours on the road to knowing and understanding the present truth. Embrace the uncertainties with an open heart and a rational mind. And when you do that, it allows you to weather any storm that comes your way. You will emerge stronger and you'll be a better parent. I pray that you have a beautiful weekend. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.